door to glory, our open door for glory, our open door of glory, anyhow you want to put it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Is it conference? Is it revival? Anyhow you know it is for you. All I know is that the doors are open.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And the good thing is that the doors are opened by the awesome power of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The book of 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, because in this world that we are living, there are so many things that comes as an obstacle. And yet, without the doors open with the rightful keys, we cannot be able to enter into our destiny. When we are talking about open doors every year, open doors into 2021 now, this year, when we say, why are they always every year opening doors?
The enemy closes them.
The Bible tells us that in the book of Ezekiel, I know I said 1 Corinthians, but I'm just talking. In the book of Ezekiel, the Bible tells us of how the elders, they go to the gate. Even those in the church, they are doing juju. As Ezekiel gathered with the elders and the Spirit of God lifted him and said, these people you are talking with, that you think they are pastors, they are priests, they are good people, they are honorable people in the society that cannot do bad. You believe that they are in the society that cannot do you evil. He said, let me show you who they are. Ezekiel was with them, but the Spirit of God lifted him to the temple, and then behind the curtain, he saw a lot of rubbish, brutish, fetish things that they were doing, and these were the leaders. If we consider Daniel praying, and then the prayer could not answer for 21 days, we always say that, oh, it's because it is Old Testament, but in every city, every country, every year, every month, even every day, every second, every minute, the power of darkness is releasing evil that is strong enough, if one is not careful, to terminate one's program in life, strong enough to hinder one program in life, strong enough to stop one progress in life. And that is why every time we want to be conscious, even when we look at everything we have learned today, when we were talking about in the beginning, that we have to be conscious of our journey in every year. The same way we have to be conscious that when we fast and pray, there are doors to those blessings that God has blessed us with, that there are adversaries that does not want those doors to be opened. That was why we saw in the book of 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9, Paul was writing to the Corinthians. He was telling them, I want to come to you. I want to come and bless you. It's just like when Jesus was going, that in the book of Mark 7, I'm coming. Just leave it in that Corinthians. Just leave it there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he wanted to go to the other side of the sea, the Bible said he went to pray. And then the disciples, they were rolling, paddling the canoe to get to where they were going to. What happened? A storm rose to disturb them, to want to make them to drown. Then Jesus came walking awesomely on the water. Why? Because there was a legal that needs to be delivered. And why going to want to go and deliver that legion? Which door has been opened? Because it was the time for that legion to be delivered. But what happened? Storms on the way. So, if not that Jesus entered the boat, and then they found themselves at the journey where they were going to, even without Jesus talking, the demon was already coming to come and meet him. But that was after Jesus has fasted and prayed. Okay. Let me cool down.
Hallelujah.
May I cool down so that we'll be able to understand. 1 Corinthians 16:9. He said, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Yes. For for a great door. Not only that the door is great, but also that the door is effectual, has been opened unto me. But there are many what? Adversaries. It was the time for the legion to be delivered. It is the time for the church to be delivered. It is the time for the country to be delivered. It is the time for the state to be delivered. But there are many adversaries that want to loot the individual. They loot the nations. They loot the world. But to satisfy their own self. Devil occupy the minds of people to become adversaries against us as individuals because of a great door. Not only door, effectual door that is opened. The legion was the great door. The legion was the effectual door that was opened for Jesus. Because we all know that after Jesus casted the legion of demons out of that man wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus said, no, go and tell the people of this city the good thing that I have done.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Did Jesus need to preach there? No. Who preached there? The legion. You hear what I'm saying? So many great doors and effectual doors has been opened for us for many adversaries. Now look at what they did to that man that was supposed to save the city, to save the environment. Look at how he was shamed. That is how so many children of God has been shamed by the Assyrian power, which is the power that loots every good thing out of the church. We will come into that later. See how they so much bind that legion that he will even use knives to cut himself. He doesn't even feel the pain. They will shame him and he's so strong that he will break off the chains and he will be laughing. It is like in our gesture that one will say that they genetically modified him. Let me use our own science now of today. They genetically modified him that his mind does not know God or accept God any longer. That he sees himself as the ruler of all. Even when normal human beings around him will say, this is not normal, and they want to shame him, they see they cannot shame him. Why? The devil has overtaken his mind, just as the enemy wants to overtake the mind of man, of humanity.
Yes.
But just as the awesome power, because it was the awesome power that was in Jesus, the awesome power of God that was in Jesus, that Jesus used to deliver that man. We are in prayer and we are about to finish prayer. If you have not gathered some strength, you have to go back and continue your fasting and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible tells me, the book of Mark, that before Jesus went, he said, go, you people should go. And what did he do? He went to the mountain to pray. 6 hours later, he started walking on the sea to go and meet them. I hope I've just said something here.
Yes.
You want the doors of your life to be opened. I want the doors of my life to be opened.
Amen.
According to whatever door it is that you want to be opened, you should do what is necessary to get the door open. Because each door has different kinds of keys.
Yes.
But the fact is that the power of God is there and available for us if we are ready to trust in Him, for Him to help us to open all the doors.
Amen.
He is such a great God, the only great and mighty God, that no matter how the devil range, no matter how the kings of this earth, the totter and the nations, they gather themselves together, He is so mighty that He laughs at them. None of the other gods can laugh at God. It is only God that can laugh at them. Because He's the awesome God full of power.
Amen.
And when we are ready and we are prepared and we are not lazy. At times I say, even if you cannot fast, pray. They didn't tell us that Jesus was fasting there. He went to pray. He did already his fasting at the beginning. After that fasting that he did at the beginning, 40 days and 40 nights, I didn't read any other place that he was fasting again. He was always praying in the cool of the morning, separating himself and going to the mountain to pray. So they said that after they prayed and prayed for some time, he told the disciples, said, this is the time, now go and rest a little bit. He said, go and rest so that you don't get famished. So I didn't read any other place that he fasted. But even when you are not fasting, if you are fasting and you are not praying, you are wasting your time. Because it is when you are fasting and praying, that is when that power can come into your life.
Yes.
And then you will be able to open whatever kind of door you have prepared to open this 2021.
Amen.
It doesn't just come like that. Glory cannot clothe you like that. God's power is always available. But you need to play your own part.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Look at what is happening. The book of Jeremiah 32:17 says, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou art the God that has made the heaven and the earth by your great power and your stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Nothing is too hard. You have to know that nothing is too hard for God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's like telling the carpenter that to build a chair is hard for him. Is it possible?
No.
He's a carpenter. How can building a chair or building a bed, whatever any kind of craft that you can do with wood, will it be hard for a carpenter? A carpenter should know how to use the mindset to do it. It's like the goldsmith. You can't tell the goldsmith that to make a ring will be hard for the goldsmith. That is his job. So God has created the heaven and the earth. And the book of Psalm 24 says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Amen.
The world and those that dwell therein.
Amen.
Those that dwell includes you and I. Those that dwell therein, we belong to God. So why will anything be too hard for that God to do for us when we trust in him? Knowing fully well that he is the God that loves us and wants good things to happen for us. I was talking about the Assyrians.
Amen.
I said the Assyrian power. We dealt about that maybe 4 years ago also, in one of the revivals, when we were talking about Hezekiah. Assyria was that empire that was disturbing the nations. What is their characteristics? They will force your wealth out of you. They force your riches out of you. They force your prosperity, or rather, they take your prosperity by force. They take your riches by force, and they want you to continue giving them and giving them and giving them and giving them until the end, unless you deliver yourself. I hope I've just said something.
Yes.
Assyrian power is what we are going through now. Forcing the wealth of man out of man to enrich themselves. 2 years ago, towards the end of 2019, I told us that the Lord God said into my spirit that the spirit that make merchandise of people has been released. I didn't understand that until lockdown started coming. Just 2 days ago, I was searching, because at the same time, I'm still looking for if we can be able to get a place that is cheaper for us, that is big, or a place that we can own, so that we will not be under this bondage of managing. I was shocked when I saw that the condition, the rye, the bakery. a bakery business. Yeah. They do cake.
Yeah.
And they do cake, but not bread.
Yeah.
They do cake and small, small kind of bread. Close to my place of work, they are auctioning it for sale. What will make that happen if not lockdown? I was touched. I don't know the owner, but I was touched in my spirit as a father helped them. That is the way the Assyrians they walk. But let's see what God has said against them in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 10 from 24. Sometimes I have my Bible, let it be doing shakara. Don't mind now. All of them want spoil at the same time, go to the bima and everything, and they don't get respect.
Isaiah 10:24.
Isaiah 10:24. He said, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, all my people that dwell in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrians. Be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod, which he's already doing, and shall lift up his staff against thee, after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and my anger in their destruction. Habi?
Yes.
He said, and the Lord of hosts shall stir up a song for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Horeb, and at his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt, and it shall come to pass in that day. Somebody say in that day. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck.
Hallelujah.
And the yoke shall be destroyed.
Amen.
Because of the anointing.
Amen. Glory.
This is what I'm talking about. How will the anointing come that will make the awesome power of God to work in your life? When you take time to pray like Jesus. He said it is only the anointing that can break the yoke of the Assyrian power of our neck. Now we will go a little bit now to see what the Assyrian they did. During the whole testament is also written. But there is a little detail in the book of Ezekiel. The book of 2 Kings that I want us to read. And maybe we don't need to go to Isaiah, or we read the same fashion in Isaiah, but Isaiah did not include this thing that I want to say, that I want to talk about. How they steal, even from the church. How they loot the church and they were not afraid. How they deceived the church and took money from the church, and they allowed the church to join in their wicked deeds to destroy the country, and they were not afraid. But thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. And we saw the evidence that the anointing in the church broke the yoke.
Hallelujah.
And the body was taken away.
Amen.
He said, it is just for a while now. It is just for a while. This body will be uprooted from our
Amen.
Neck.
Amen.
This body will be destroyed by the anointing.
Amen.
We are going to see that they will fail. And they will destroy themselves.
Amen.
Because the pattern of what they are doing is the pattern of the Assyrian.
Yes.
But the church needs to rise up for our open doors, for our glory of this year, for it to clothe us. The church needs to rise up because it is the anointing that will destroy it. And the anointing comes from within and not from outside. The book of Ephesians said, according to the power that is in you.
Yes.
Proverbs said, if you are weak during the time of trouble, your power is small. Our fasting is ending tomorrow. Our prayer should not end.
Yes.
That is what I am saying. Myself, I will not be powerful person when it comes to fasting. I used to do it very, very well before. I won't lie, you. Before 6 to 6 is not a problem for me. 3 days is not a problem for me. But these days I'm there struggling. I say, God have mercy. Not only this man strong. Not only that is strong when it comes to. It's not as if I'm not fasting, I won't lie. Anything anybody want to talk online when I go talk, man, a problem. It's not as if I'm not fasting, but I know how it used to be. And now it is now. Now as a small, small person, they hold true, true. No wonder the Bible says, walk when you are young, because when you are old, you cannot be able to walk. As I never reach anywhere, and I'm already feeling it. Hey! But fair by thunder, that person could tell you reach 3 o'clock, you can imagine. Mm-hmm. You can imagine, Pastor.
It is well.
If I have a thunder, I say, waiting! I not say walk today, dear, but this person think I know the excuse. Today, I don't even go walk, so God had the same story. Because it has to be something that one will train himself and train. But the good thing is, I make sure I pray. Like I already said, Jesus prayed at the beginning. Fasted at the beginning. After my prayer, that is one thing you should not miss. I'm not saying fasting is not good, it is good. But if you fast, you know, pray, it's hunger strike. So it's better I eat and have strength to pray the prayer very well than deceiving myself. Not because I go to read the Bible, I will be seeing double. It's better I eat the food, read the Bible, pray the prayer with my clear eyes and with my spiritual mind.
And
I will come to the church now, so my mind will go there for food, there for us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is how it is. I'm saying it, let the whole world hear. So that you don't kill yourself for nothing, don't deceive yourself.
Hallelujah.
The fact is that even fasting has to come from the Spirit.
That's true.
You need power from the Spirit of God to do it. Mm-hmm. He said, Elijah, eat, for the journey is long. Elijah, eat, and God fed Elijah. So, yeah, go on the journey. Elijah now fasted 40 days. So, no be joke. We will not be deceiving ourselves. You have to have the Spirit of God to strengthen you into fast. But when you are fasting and your character does not change, then you are only doing hunger strike. If you are fasting and nothing good is coming, the glory of God is not seen in your life. After fasting, you have only done hunger strike. So leave the tikuku chop or pray well, and read the Bible very well, and allow the Holy Spirit to renew you.
Amen.
What am I saying? Let's read the book of 2 Kings 18. The Bible said that the king Sennacherib came against Judah, Jerusalem, after they've already scattered Samaria, destroyed the 10 tribes of Israel. Because like I said, they keep looting and looting. They are the typical example of Satan the devil, who will steal and kill and destroy, because they never have enough. That is what the proverb said. He said, grave are found some 3 things that never says enough. Grave that don't say enough, always swallowing people, it never say enough. That is the character of the Assyrian. They never have enough. And they are all around the world in this season, in this time, fighting against individuals, fighting against the church. It doesn't even matter if you are Christian or not Christian. They are fighting against the world. Because what the Assyrian want is to take over power. And they are there competing with the Babylonians. Assyrian in the Bible competes with the Babylonians. Assyrian of our days, now they are competing with Babylonia. Those two kingdoms are competing. One always want to say, I am your God, the other was in the land, I may be your God. Till tomorrow. But the fact is that God said, arise church, in the place of prayer, because it is only the anointing that breaks their burden, that breaks their yoke out of your neck. And we are here to pray prayer so that burden and that yoke will be uprooted.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of 2 Kings 18, it says that from 5, let me just jump it. Talking about Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. King Hezekiah was the king of Judah. That was the king that after all was sick. And then Isaiah went to him because he was ruling during the time of Isaiah. And Isaiah said, God said, prepare your house. It was after this incident. God said, prepare your house because you are going to die. I said, Baba God, why should I die? God now said, because he prayed, God added 15 years to his age. That is the king Hezekiah that I'm talking about. Amen? So, he said, none. He said, he followed the God of Israel. Nor any that were before him were like him. For he clave to the Lord, he joined himself to God, he attached himself to God, and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he prospered everywhere that he went forth. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. During that time, King Assyria, like I said, already took the 10 tribes of Israel. Now he's remaining Judah and Jerusalem. He wanted to carry them again. Because he never hears enough. He was never satisfied. Nevertheless, he came against them. He said, now in the 14th year, I jump to 13, please. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, the Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the first cities of Judah and took them. And then Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria, after he captured some people, sent to the kings of Assyria to Laxis, saying, I have offended. Return from me that which thou puttest on me, will I bear. So, because he stretched forth his hand, let me put it like this, against the church. After he has stretched forth his hand against the people, the king said, what do you want? Leave my people alone. What do you want? Let me give you what you want. Amen? And king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. And Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of where? Of the Lord. And in the treasure of the king's house. He said, leave my human being. Leave them. Anything you want, I will give you. But whatever they call his name, he never hears enough. Look at everything that was given. Even the church was plundered. The money in the church was taken and given to king of Assyria. Just as now it is done, some churches are closed. They are closed. Why are they closed? They can't pay their rent. Why? The people in the church don't have salary. The people of the church don't have work. Is the church not plundered?
Yeah.
But King Assyria, that Assyria mindset, that Assyria of our days, will be perished in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, at that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord. God that they used to do the door, he scraped them, come out. He scraped the gold out of the wall so that it can satisfy the devil. You can never satisfy the devil. He said, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violence is sick by force. The devil cannot hear compensation. The devil cannot hear you appealing. There is no way you want to appease your adversary. Your adversary will never hear. You cannot appeal to him. You cannot appease your adversary. Look at what King Hezekiah did. Took all the gold, all the silvers, all the silver in his own house, all the silver in the kingdom of Judah, all the silver in the house of God, and even removing the gold that were on the temple doors. That means he's like taking almost all the glory of the church away. After he has taken all the glory of the city, God forbid in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I will come this far this time. Amen. God forbid it, your mighty name, Lord
Jesus.
Amen. Remember, we have already read the judgment before we started.
Yes.
But God said this is the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid with gold and gave it to the king of Assyria. Despite all this, King Assyria sent message. He said, you don't want to serve me. You think this your God will deliver you? Didn't you hear what I did to all other gods? Because now they make themselves gods. Don't you see what I have done? That all the people around me, they are serving me. That is what King Assyria was saying. He said, you better bow to me. Now you have given me everything. If you can conquer me, I will give you 2,000 horses if you have men to even ride on it. He said, now that I'm telling the people of the nation, he said, stop believing in that God. Stop believing in that God that you say you go to church to go and serve. That God will not be able to save you. That God will not be able to help you. There was a placard that I saw during the time of when they were doing a demonstration in Vienna, and somebody put a placard and said, it is the blood of Jesus that heals and not the vaccine. How did I see this placard? Christian posted it on Facebook and started abusing the person. Said that what that person is doing is wrong. Why will you put some that kind of thing and be saying Jesus will heal? Why did it Jesus? Christian, and somebody that I know. And I was like, what? That is the power of Assyria and how Assyria loots the economy to weaken the church. It was an innocent thing. There were some people writing, commenting, does the person take medication? What has that got to do with what he has written? Why are we taking medication? Is it not because we have lost our trust on the blood of Jesus?
Yes.
Is that not why we are swallowing medicine every day?
Yes.
If we are not, if our faith is strong, will we take that medication?
Of course not.
Mm-hmm. And then Christians were accusing and abusing him and say, why will you bring Jesus to demonstration? That's how you use Jesus to lie. And that was what King Assyria was saying. Say, tell them that God that they serve, that they say they trust in, cannot deliver them from my hand. But I like what the people of Judah did. The Bible said they listened to the voice of King Hezekiah. They refused to answer the devil. Hezekiah sent message to go and meet Isaiah. Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 36. In short, they said that another thing that was there that touched me, that made me to start using this. He said they were praying and they were fasting. He said, but they could not give birth, because the Assyrian threat has drained strength out of them. Just as coronavirus is draining strength out of the church. That was how King Hezekiah sent message to go and meet Isaiah. And he said to Isaiah, he said, pray for us. He said, Isaiah, pray for us, so that your God, our God, will deliver us from this king who is blaspheming against God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when they went to him and they told Isaiah, Isaiah said unto them, Isaiah 37, please, because I don't want to go through all what I have been saying before. That is what is in 36, what I've already explained. Sorry. Isaiah 37. From 3, he said, and they said unto him, to Isaiah, that is the people that King Hezekiah sent from 3. He said, and they said unto him, thus said Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble. Since 2019, it has been a day of trouble. He said, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy, for the children have come to birth. This is what I was saying. The children have come to birth. There is not strength to bring forth. We have come to pray. We have come to fight against King Assyria, but we have given everything we have. Now it looks like there is no power. At the beginning, it looks as if no problem. COVID-19 will go with all the lockdown and we will be free by the time we enter 2021. We will be free. It is all theory, what they are saying. Everything will be okay. Now it is the time for vaccine. They say vaccine is no longer available. Won't that extend it to next year?
Of course, that's their plan.
All of a sudden, vaccine is not available. But you people said that before March, everybody will be vaccinated. Then by summer, people will be free. Now vaccine is not available. So how are they going to vaccinate people before the end of March? Do you see the program of Assyria? Assyria never hear it is enough. Now they have brought the people are agreed. Oh yeah, vaccinators, may we rest. Oh, you want to vaccinate? Sorry, oh, no vaccine. I will see how your God will deliver you. I will see how that one whom you trust will deliver you. I will see how you will come out of this pandemic. I will see how you will come up from this poverty. I will see how you will be able to live without depending on me. That is the Assyrian mindset. I will see how you can exist without depending on me. That is the program, that is the process. I will see how you will be able to set yourself free from this program that I have against you. But the anointing will take the burden off our neck, and the yoke shall be broken. Amen. So he said, we wanted to give back. We wanted to start afresh. We wanted to start anew. Because we have given all our gold, we have given all our silver. All what is remaining is only we, it's only the body. The money has been taken, our possession has been taken. We have sold everything that we will sell. Like that man that I said is selling the furniture there. We have sold everything. It's remaining only rocks. We wanted to start afresh. We wanted to have a new beginning. We wanted to make the glory of God to clothe us again. We wanted to have our key, a key to the open door of 2021. Mm-hmm. So that the he said, Pastor Isaiah, power anointed. We can to give birth. He said, there is no strength to bring forth. No money. No strength. It's like when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he asked the disciples, he said, pray with me. And they were sleeping. No strength. But they wanted to pray with Jesus. They wanted to have the key. They wanted to open the door. But there was no strength because the persecution was much. They were always running from one city to another city. Why the Jewish people want to kill Jesus? So they go from one city to another city until the appointed time came. So they were tired. They couldn't pray. They wanted to bring forth, give birth, but there was no strength. Lock them up! Lock them up! Lock them up! So their strength will not be there again. They sell everything. So Isaiah said, don't worry. There is the awesome God.
Hallelujah.
The God of solution.
Amen, amen.
The God of open door.
Mm.
No wonder the book of Chronicles said, 2 Chronicles 30:20b, he said, listen to your God and you shall be established. Listen to the prophets and you shall prosper. There is power in the word of God that makes one to prosper. When one is established in the Lord, no matter what they take, no matter how they loot you, no matter how everything is gone, there is still something in you. The awesome power in you, the anointing in you that can make you to overcome. So don't let your faith be weak, because everything that is written about it is great. Amen.
Amen.
Let me do quick now. Masanda leboko shera bakakuara kasende. Ribo sondo loba kande rebaya. Remakanganga sende le kokotoria. He said, it may be the Lord thy God will hear the words of Rabshake, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God has heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, he said, thus shall you say unto your master, thus says the Lord, be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servant of the king of Assyria has blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a tumult, and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by his own, to fall by the sword in his own land. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city. That is 33, because message was sent again. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with sheep, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same way shall he return. And shall not come into this city, says the Lord, for I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Because after the first time that Isaiah prophesied, King Sennacherib, or what did they call her, the king of Assyria, the king of Assyria was still raging. Do you know how many times people have said no? People have said no. People have said no. And yet, Assyrian power of these days, they are still raging. People are saying, this thing you are doing to us is not good. This thing you are doing to us is unfair. This thing you are doing to us is not the right time. And they are still raging against humanity to destroy humanity. They pretend that they don't know what they are doing. They pretend that it's just a little bit of bearing, a little bit of long suffering. Yes, some people will die, but it doesn't matter. Yes, some businesses will close, but it doesn't matter. I heard those words. I said, God Almighty. But the Lord God said, just as it came, so it shall go. Just as it came, so it shall go.
Amen.
And he said, we have to have faith, yes, and believe in his word,
yes,
because it is his word that stands above all.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Did it happen? Yes. The Bible told us that when Hezekiah heard this, Hezekiah said, no, this time around, I'm not going to wait for Isaiah. I'm not going to wait for the pastors to pray. Everybody that is called a Christian, everybody that wants to be free from the bondage of Assyria, that want to have an open door to 2021, anywhere you are, all over the whole world, yes, I'm calling you to start praying. You know Jesus? You don't know Jesus? Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, take the burden off my shoulder, and take the yoke off my neck. Fill me with your anointing, with your power. Let that yoke be broken from my neck. Let the burden be removed from my shoulder. And he said he would do it. How did he do it? Through his awesome power. The Bible said 36 of 37 of Isaiah, and then we are closing. He said, then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. All of them become dead bodies. All the adversaries that come against, yes, that is how God did. Only one angel in one night smote them all. When people wake up, all the armies don't die.
Hallelujah.
All the ones that are threatened don't die.
Amen.
I was excited when I heard my priest say, 2 days ago, was it 3 days ago? He said, you have a short time. I said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I got excited where I was.
Amen.
But that's why you know, he didn't just stop. Ah, he said, you have one. I said, yes. Assyria must fall.
Amen.
Because if the wholesome power of God does not destroy Assyria by releasing his angels to fight the battle, we want to keep part. There is no strength to bring forth. But in our prayer, he said, when Zion traveled, a nation was born. That's what he did. When Zion decided to cry, the babies came out. We are going to cry to the Lord so that his angel will be sent against all those adversaries that wants to block our open door, that wants to say this 2021 again, there is no enjoyment. All what we have gone through in 2019, they say it's not enough. We went through 2020, they say it's not enough. 2021, we are still in it. No! The Lord God will arise in his outstretched
hand. Amen.
The Bible said that God said, just as the way he dealt with the Egyptians, that is how he will deal with them. But God does things in different way. He didn't go to the Red Sea to destroy the Assyrians. No. He sent his angel. He sent angel in the Red Sea for them to be disturbing the chariots so that they cannot be able to move fast. But this time around, he said, angel, just slaughter them in one night. It shall be turned all around. There shall be a turnaround.
Amen.
Only in one night, there shall be turned around. Amen. And see what will happen to their oga. Let me read it and then we're going to prayer. So, when Sennacherib saw that every person that supported him in the program has been dealt with in a miraculous, awesome way that he could not understand, he ran back to his own village. He ran back to his own city. He went back to his own house. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. Remember Nineveh? That is the headquarters of Assyria as at that time. That was the place that God sent Jonah to and said, Jonah, go and tell them to repent. Go and tell the Assyrians to repent, otherwise I will kill them. Jonah was angry, said, God, you are too long suffering. See now, you have saved these people that are wicked people. Why don't you just kill them? God said, their time never reached. He was preparing them for this time. Giving them time to repent, they refused. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nimrod, his god. Because the Assyrians, they worship the nature. They worship different gods. They worship rat and worship snake and worship dog and worship anything that has life in it. They worship plant. They worship sun. They worship moon. They don't have one god. They have many gods. He went to one and he was worshiping. The Bible said that Adramelech and Sharezer, his sons, smote him with the sword and they escaped into the land of Armenia, our Armenian brothers. Yeah. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. God said he will not enter into the city of Zion because the city of Zion has given him all the gold, all the silver that they have. Yet he's saying he does not have enough. But when the king decided to pray, not only the prophets, when the king decided to pray, what did I take out of this? You are the one that knows the door that needs to be opened in your life. When you decide to pray, not when Rachel prayed for you, when you decide to pray, that is when God walk. Hezekiah took the letter that was written to him, the letter of threat. He placed it before God and he prayed. And God said, because you have prayed, because you have brought your own problem to me, not through a prophet, not through somebody else, because you have brought your problem to me, that which I told the prophet to tell you, it will come to pass now. The door will be opened with my awesome power. And God moved his angels and they took away the adversaries. and the children of Zion, the city of Judah, have peace. And you are the children of Zion.
Yes.
You are the city of Judah.
Amen.
As long as you are born to praise God, you have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You are here on earth to bring pleasure to God. He said, you are my Zion. Over you I weep. So you call upon him tonight. He will send his angel to take away the adversaries.
Amen.
So that door that is effectual, that means that it's able to do great things. That door that is effectual, that is the blessings that God has spoken to you this 2021. That door that is effectual, that says that with this you are going to make it this year. That door that is effectual, that make adversaries to rise up in city, your father family, your mother family, among your friends from the city. That door that the adversaries they come against. As you pray tonight, the angel of God will go and take away those adversaries.
Amen.
By the awesome power of God, and you will have your freedom to reign and rule this year in your mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God bless you. This word is in the name of God.